Greetings and good afternoon. I'm Phil Andrus. Coming up this weekend, with the weekend beginning on Friday, is the AAUW and UFW Home and Kitchen Tour. With me all from the AAUW are Jean Stasny, the Vice President of Scholarships, Leslie Rubel, the web mistress for this virtual event, and Terry Nomura, who is on the committee that is making it happen. The tour is virtual again this year. Proceeds support local scholarships and educational projects in our East Jefferson County schools. Let's start with the basic details. When is the tour, and how does one take part in it?
I'll go ahead and pitch in here, since I run the technical side of this, Phil. The Port Townsend tour is virtual, and if people can go to our AAUW Port Townsend website, one can register right there. And we welcome donations to the great cause that Jean Stasny heads, which is our educational opportunities and scholarships.
Okay, so this is a home and kitchen tour. I find myself calling it the kitchen and home tour for some reason, maybe just suggesting I think about food a great deal, but it's the home and kitchen tour. I'd like to hear about some of these homes. I'd like to hear about the homes that are grand and fabulous, and I'd like to hear about some of the homes that are charming and unusual. What are we going to see if we go on this tour?
From what I know, and I have not been videotaping the shows, Karina Wells has been videotaping them. We have a number of very beautiful modern kitchens that will just knock your socks off. A number of them, I think, have been designed by Shelley Little and other local architects. But you get a very good glimpse of what these kitchens are like and how people use them. You also get an interview either with the designer or with the owner and another point of view on using these kitchens. Often, as you rotate around the kitchen, you will see other aspects of the home. You will see the view. You will see, you know, really what it's like to be in this kitchen. And that's pretty remarkable.
Well, Terry, when you say kitchen, I guess we're both saying kitchen, but are people going to see more of these homes than just the kitchen?
Okay, so over the past 2 years that we've done it, yes, they've been walking through the home, which is remarkable. And we look out the window and we see the garden, we see the neighborhood, we see the bay in the distance. It's just remarkable. And we have one part of the website where Brian Deal has given us drone overviews of the neighborhood. So you get a flyby of what it looks like on the bird's eye view.
Well, typically when a person goes on, we'll say a home tour, if it's not virtual, they put on their walking shoes and they walk from home to home and they dust off their shoes as they go into home after home and check out the kitchens. In this case, it's a finite event, I would gather, so that it has a beginning and an end. How long is the tour in time?
Last year, the visitors reported that they spent over 5 hours doing things. But of course, the tour is open 3 days, so they could take 20 minutes here and 25 minutes there and come back to it. They can visit different homes at different times. They can repeat what they saw, or they can just stand in one place and turn around. And they can also listen to the interviews from the owners and the designers. So it's a 3-day event that they can come in and go out when they feel like it.
So the way that it is organized, it's a set of different files. Maybe each home is its own file, so a person can tour a number of homes and then come back the next day and tour some other homes, and then the third day come back and see the rest of them.
Yes.
Well, that's handy.
And in addition, there are some other sort of webinars where we have invited people to speak about some aspect of kitchens or designs or cooking or something. This is in addition to viewing the actual homes and kitchens.
Well, this is actually an enormous production, much more so than allowing people to, as I said, put on their walking shoes and go from home to home. You hired a photographer or have a photographer among your group, within your group. Who is the principal photographer? And boy, how does a person go about all this?
Karina Wells has been doing the videography for 3 years, and she's getting kind of weary of doing the work. So next year I will take on the work, and I have a big learning curve in order to fill her steps.
It's a 3D camera, Phil, that we're sort of amazed about. It's like taking an IMAX tour of the homes. And the fact that I can take my computer mouse and click on the window or the floor or the counter and say, what's going on here? Who made it? And when? What are the features of that counter? There's a heck of a lot of information and self-control that the guest has to take the tour. It's not just a walk, 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 walk. I mean, you can start and turn around. You can look up. You can look down. It's pretty remarkable.
Well, given the fact that people are not able to physically walk from place to place, the virtual tour has a lot to offer that a walking real-life tour does not. But the amount of effort that you have to put into making that happen is considerably more. I'm rather stunned by how much editing has to be done. Leslie, you're the web mistress. And by the way, that is your email address. I would not have called you that otherwise. What is your part in this project?
I web mistress for AAUW. It's a wonderful cause, incredible organization. Gene and Terry and Karina, they're my devoted people over many, many years. I just can't believe it. So we try to make it happen. I think we're more technically able than we may appear.
Probably more technically able than you were 5 years ago before the pandemic made you need to be technically able.
We got better at it, Phil.
The other advantage of previously, before COVID, we had in-person tours and you had to drive literally from one house to the next, and they had to be relatively geographically close. Now with the virtual tours, we can go from a boat to a house to another house on Maristone Island. We can go to South County. We can be all over the map and show these incredible places to people. And that's quite a big advantage. And some of the homes and places that we're going to be showing have accessibility issues where you might have to walk up a big set of stairs, or there might not be much parking available. And that is another thing. And then the owners themselves may be a little uncomfortable sometimes with the public entering their house. And with COVID, that sort of got exaggerated, right? The virtual tour sort of takes care of a lot of these issues and makes it simpler for the viewer.
And another great advantage to the virtual tour is you don't have to be in Port Townsend. You can watch this from your living room in New Orleans, in Chicago, in London, in Madrid. And we had quite a few people from all over the world last year buy tickets for our virtual tour.
So for people who are not as swift with their computers as the three of you are, as you've had to come to be, for people who maybe need coaching to negotiate this tour, are you offering any tutorials?
Yes, I try to send out a tutorial, thank you for calling it that, a couple of days ahead so they can get their technical items lined up. This does depend on a larger screen, so it's not very good on a phone, but certainly by tablet, or most everybody now with the pandemic, they've got a way to put their computer up on their big television screen. So
we're recording this conversation on Zoom, but you may be using a different app or maybe several apps for your tour. How are you doing that?
It's through a website, so it's just good old internet. All anybody has to do is just have the internet talk to their computer, which can talk to a large television screen.
Uh-huh. So when somebody signs up, they will get the link, and from then on, they're on their own.
Right. It just comes through their browser.
Gene, I want to talk to you. You have the pleasure of counting the proceeds and granting the scholarships. You don't do this on your own, of course. Well, maybe you do the counting on your own, but the granting of scholarships probably is a committee effort. How much did you raise last year, and what is your hope for this year?
Last year, I believe we gave away around $73,000, and this year we'll be giving away over $80,000 in scholarships, all to women who are residents of East Jefferson County.
And does that have to be a college scholarship, or can it be a trade school?
Yes, no, we have both. We have college scholarships. Some of our scholarships are for specific studies, such as people going to study the environment or medicine. We give a scholarship, a $4,000 scholarship to a graduating senior to each of the three high schools in East Jefferson County. We also have what's called a sophomore assist scholarship for the three women who got our high school scholarship the year before. They're now freshmen in college. If their grades are above 3.5, we send them money to help them their sophomore year.
Of those $80,000, what portion comes from the tour?
About $10,000, Phil.
We do have a technical career scholarship that's, I think it's about 3 or 4 years now, and that's for a woman who wants to go into the trade. We're very proud of that scholarship.
I still slightly, but still work in the marine trades in the Boat Haven, and recently had a collaboration with a woman who's a marine electrician. The first one I met, the boat school, is turning out, I would have to think, as many women as men, and I would assume that some of your scholarship dollars must go to students at the boat school down there in Port Hadlock.
Definitely, they do.
My youngsters graduated from Chimicum High School in 2003 and 2006, and both received what the school counselors called local scholarships. Those scholarships mean a lot to, because they're coming out of their own community. In fact, it occurs to me that our daughter got a scholarship from the AAUW, and it was continued for a second year. Why do you think the scholarships have special significance to the youngsters?
You need to come to our May 13th University Women's Foundation scholarship meeting at the Elks, beginning at 10 o'clock. That's when we award the scholarships to the scholarship recipients. Most of them attend with their families. Some of them attend via Zoom. That's where we get to hear their stories, what they've accomplished so far, what they hope to accomplish in the future. It's a wonderful, wonderful meeting.
Jean and I were talking before talking to you, Phil, but we've got a lot of the stories also collected on our website under the UWF scholarships page. And we try to collect videos and talks from our alumni over the years, some of whom have been coming into our meetings monthly to tell us how their life has progressed and how they are successful.
Well, since you've been hearing these stories, could you perhaps recollect the stories you are hearing from a couple of these young women? They would be grand additions to our conversation here.
Well, we were thrilled. We have our program last month had the Jefferson Health, and Dr. Melinda Bauer was our speaker. And she said, by the way, I'm Elmira K. Beyer Scholar of 2007. And Jean and I went, wow, how cool, because we had not heard that she came back to Jefferson County, and she works really hard at the Jefferson organization here. She's at the Women's Health, the Family Medicine and Women's Health Group of Jefferson Healthcare. That's the kind of wonderful woman that we enjoy hearing from and know our money is well spent.
Let's go back to what's going to be seen in the tour. I believe last year there was a boat in the tour. Will there be a boat in the tour this year?
Two boats last year. They were wonderful, weren't they? We did not get any volunteers to show off their boat. I don't know what's going on, Phil. I would love to see more boats. We begged people to show off their boats.
Well, I wonder if any of the three of you were recipients of AAUW scholarships in your younger years.
No,
not me. Grandmother was a fellow down in 1920-something, so my family goes back a long way with AAUW.
Tell me about your grandmother.
She was an early graduate of UW and lived in Seattle and became a school teacher and wanted to take her master's degree after a certain point, so she applied to AAUW National to be an AAUW National Fellow. In fact, Jean Stastny and our UWF was formed in order to spend money right here in East Jefferson County, but our national group has, for, 150 years, given away fellowships and scholarships at the national level.
And actually, I meant to ask, I came across three letters grouped together that I'd never seen before in that configuration, UWF. What do those letters stand for?
That's University Women's Foundation. And this is basically the financial branch of AAUW Port Townsend. And it was started by some women here in Port Townsend. When AAUW was organized here, they would cupcake bakes and things and make money and send the money to AAUW National, and all of the scholarships would be awarded to women who lived east of the Mississippi River. So these local women decided to start the University Women's Foundation to keep the money that we raised, that was raised here in Jefferson County, to benefit students from Jefferson County. It was a brilliant idea.
So I think that's an important point to make, that the money that is raised at this tour stays within Jefferson County with respect to the students. Mind you, they will spend the money who knows where, but it is students from this county.
Definitely. And I have to tell you, I know when I'm on these different committees, and right now I head the committee, so I'm not necessarily on them, but if I see four or five applications and one of them is going off to save the starving children in East Slovakia and somebody else is coming back to Jefferson County, kind of weigh towards the one that's coming back to Jefferson County. But that's just my own personal prejudice.
Finally, to wrap up our conversation, please restate the essential details. When is the tour? How does one arrange to take it? And what else do we need to know?
The tour is April 21st through 23rd, so a Friday through a Sunday. It opens at 9 o'clock in the morning and closes on Sunday at 9 p.m., so you can stay all 3 days. Go to aauwpt.org and register, and we're happy to welcome you to the tour.
And from the same website, also tutorials for those who need them.
I will send those that have registered the tutorial.
My thanks to Gene Stasny, Leslie Rubel, and Terry Nomura, all of the AAUW. Did I ever say American Association of University Women? I should have if I didn't. If you're listening to this conversation on Tuesday, you can hear it again, or your friends and AAUW colleagues can hear it for their first time on Thursday at 12:10 in the afternoon. I will ask for it to be posted as a podcast on the KPTZ podcast page. If you can't find it, write to me at cats@kptz.org. Many thanks to you who have been listening. I'm Phil Anderson.